This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A new federal law went into effect earlier this week aiming to protect pregnant and postpartum workers. Up till now, safeguards for pregnant workers have not been entirely effective. Marketplace's David Brancaccio spoke with Jillian Thomas, a senior staff attorney at the ACLU's Women's Rights Project, about the details of the new law.
There have been protections in place for pregnant workers, but there were holes in the system from your point of view.
There were major gaps. The Americans with Disabilities Act provides for accommodations for workers with disabilities, but pregnancy, at least without complications, is recognized to not constitute a disability. But the Pregnancy Discrimination Act only protected pregnant workers needing those kinds of accommodations to the extent that the employer provided those accommodations to others similar in their ability or inability to work. And for years, both employers and the courts have been struggling with defining who is similar. And frequently it was decided to the detriment of the pregnant worker.
Give us a sense, who should be really focused on this? Who stands to benefit the most from the effects of this law?
Millions of workers who are in jobs that are physically demanding are going to be the chief beneficiaries of this new statute. And that ranges from low-wage workers who do really physically strenuous work, whether it's retail workers who are on their feet all day long, custodians who work with hazardous chemicals, workers like nurses or home health aides who lift patients in and out of bed. And the workers who are in those positions are disproportionately Black and brown women who, by the way, are at greatest risk of complications from pregnancy. And then there are also the women who are working in jobs that are historically male-dominated, where the employer may not even have thought about pregnancy much before.
So in virtually every case, process would start with a conversation between employees and manager. But if the employee doesn't like the answer, I guess part number two would be, hey, there's a new law in effect.
That's right. Really, the hope is that this statute is not going to lead to lots and lots of new litigation, but is actually going to avoid litigation. The interactive process that's been in place for so long under the ADA is something that employers are now practiced at. And it involves the worker coming forward with describing what their limitations are, what they can and can't do, the employer providing some different alternatives, and the employee maybe comes back and says, well, I can do that, but not this. And hopefully a resolution comes about relatively quickly and cooperatively. In the worst case scenario, when that's not possible, then the next step is, yes, going to the enforcement regime.
Jillian Thomas is a senior staff attorney at the ACLU's Women's Rights Project. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.